This is setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for your day very low. And question, when do you start putting up your Halloween decorations?
We put up the fall decorations.
Right. Yeah, that's different than Halloween.
Over the weekend. Sure. And then we'll switch over to Halloween probably October 1st.
October 1st,
and
yeah.
That lives all the way through October, and then we switch back over to fall.
Like a fall.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, Marianne goes a little harder than you. And I think this setting the bar story is maybe less about Marianne and more about her neighbors. But if you can manage to make it through the day without complaining about your neighbor's elaborate Halloween decorations already up, then you're doing okay.
Now, see, I know a lot of people who are already diving in. Listen, haunted houses are opening, right?
I know.
They're ushering in the spooky season.
I know. So I guess she's received several complaints from members of her community for putting up her super elaborate Halloween display earlier than usual this year. Here's why.
If I was disrupting somebody or bothering people, I'm not. You know, you could have came to me and said something like, hey, you know, why? And I would have explained to them why I do it so early.
Okay. And we're going to get to that here in a second. Now, listen, she didn't just put it up like today or yesterday. She put it up about a month ago.
Oh, okay.
So it was rolling in August.
Okay. That does feel a little
premature.
It broke my heart because all my neighbors come and try to help me if they see me out here. My husband was diagnosed a year ago with cancer. He can't do as much after his chemo treatments. He's usually down for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so usually he's the one who puts up the Halloween decorations, but since he's kind of going through some chemo and all that stuff,
right?
You know, she wants to get it up early and all that, and so does that. And the neighbors are complaining that there are inflatable cats and pumpkins.
She does the inflatables. Okay. Bless her heart.
Okay. I felt a little if there was a line a little on to the left of a little judgment there.
A little.
It's a little like.
A little. I'll say that the inflatables are not my favorite. I don't mind the 12-foot tall skeleton. I think that's fun.
I told you, I have a, in my own neighborhood, there's someone a couple streets over that has that 12-foot skeleton that literally, it rocks year round.
Yeah.
Like they don't take it down. Take it from the front yard to the backyard.
Oh.
But you can still see it.
Got it.
In the backyard.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
You see this like head.
Well, what they do is they'll put the Santa hat on the skeleton.
Uh-huh.
When that time comes, they'll put an Easter basket in its little bony arm when that time comes.
I love that. That's great.
So again, not really sure if this is a setting the bar story for Marianne. Or for her neighbors.
Who have a problem with it.
Yeah, maybe it's just like, hey, just, you know, let her do what she needs to do. It's like walking around inside your house naked with the windows open, you know? You may be bothering some
kind of not the same
some
thing,
neighbors.
But sure.
But is it against the law? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It's not going to make you the favorite neighbor in the neighborhood.
Which, by the way, quick.
Or it might make you the favorite.
Quick tangent. I just got some windows replaced, right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't have blinds on those windows anymore because, you know, the old blinds don't fit anymore.
Mm.
And so I have a big picture window that is just
wide.
It's just wide open. And I have to remember in the morning when I'm getting ready and I walk by that.
Naked?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That if you're outside, you can see in very easily.
Especially if the lights are on and it's dark out.
Yeah.
What? Where do you typically put clothes on your body?
Well, I don't do it in my bedroom because my wife's sleeping there.
Yes, but do you not, you can't like take them into the bathroom? Behind a closed door?
Yeah, I do that, but sometimes I forget.
Sometimes you forget you're just wandering in the house naked.
You got to understand, it's early in the morning.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Anyways, back to Marianne. That's your setting the bar story.
Marianne's not naked. No. We should just clarify. No,
she's not. I don't know how we got there.
She's not naked in her house. She just has inflatable Halloween things in her yard. Yep. Too early.
All right. There you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.